September 27th, 2001. Visit to Esmont Senior Center, Esmont, Virginia. Interviews conducted by Sarah Lawrence and
I'm just going to keep some notes for myself.
Okay. What do you want to ask me?
Well, Mika's going to ask you a whole series of general questions to begin with.
So, first of all, we're sitting here at the Esmont Senior Center, and the interviewers are Sarah Lawrence and Mika Brand, and we're speaking to
Rosa Agee.
Rosa Agee. So that's R-O-S-A, right?
Uh-huh. A-G-E-E.
Okay. And you were born in Esmont?
No, I wasn't born in Esmont. I was born in Goosland County and moved up this way.
Okay.
With my,
in what county?
Goosland.
Goosland.
Yeah.
Okay. And
I moved up here with my family from down there, my mother and father.
How old were you when you moved?
Oh, I was about, I was 3 or 4.
Do you know why you moved here?
Yeah, my father was looking for work.
Oh.
And my mother's father was sick, so he came up here.
He was from here? He was
he was from here. My mother was from here. And he came back up here looking for work.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And her father was sick, you said?
Yeah, my mother's father was sick.
So your your mother moved down to Goochland County?
No, she moved back up here to Virginia.
But she was from here and she moved down to Goochland.
Yeah.
Do you know why she moved there?
With him? After got married. This was, after got married, moved back. And then they moved back up here.
Mm-hmm.
And they, when he was seeking for work.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work did he do?
He was a mailman, and then he was a carpenter.
Hmm.
And my mother, she helped took care of my father.
Oh, she did.
And then my father, he left, and I never saw him until I went back to Virginia, where he came to visit down that way. He didn't ever come back up this way once he left. And he came, I was visiting him down in Goosland. And then after that, I moved up here to Esmont. After I got married, I moved,
Oh, so you moved back to Esmont?
Yeah, I moved up here to Esmont because I was in Keene, right down there.
Oh, okay.
Right down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to Esmont. And I went to Esmont School also.
Okay.
I went to Esmont School from about, I think it was like about, I know I was in the 5th grade.
That's when you started?
No, I started at an earlier age, about in the 3rd, about the 3rd grade, because I went to school also in Glendale.
Before?
And I did Keene,
Oh, Glendale was the name of the school?
Yeah, Glendale School.
Okay. So you went there for 1st and 2nd grade?
Yeah, for something like first and second.
Something like that.
Yeah. And then I went to, came up to Esmont School and stayed until from the 5th grade. And then I went to the school, until I went to Burley High School.
To Burley?
Uh-huh, I went to Burley High School. But the teachers, I remember a teacher named
It wasn't Yancey, was it?
No.
Wait a minute.
It'll come to you.
That's all right. It's just because it's on the spot, That's what happens.
Miss Price.
All right.
Miss Price. this place will have us to come in the morning, you know, we'll have to make fire in a pot belly stove.
Oh.
We'll make fire and all of us will stand around, get warm, and then we would, and whoever got there first after they made fire, she'd have us put beans on, a pot of brown pinto beans on the stove, and we'd have that for lunch.
Wow. So it's cook the whole way through the morning.
Yeah. She could start early in the morning. And
she could smell it all day.
Yeah. And then we'd have those and we would go out for recess.
Uh-huh.
Nice old days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice old days.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went to Burley.
Yeah, I went to Burley.
Everyone did?
No, I don't recall everyone, but I know I went there.
You know.
I went there like the 8th grade, I think, something like about the 8th grade, and the 3rd grade from there.
And what from there?
I graduated.
Oh, okay.
From Burley.
All right.
In 1959.
That was 8th grade.
Mm-hmm. No, that was the graduated in 1959.
Right.
I graduated from 8th grade to 9th grade.
Okay.
Was Albemarle Training School still open then?
Albemarle Training School?
Yeah, I thought that's where a lot of people went to school.
You mean Albemarle High School?
Training School on Ryder Road.
Oh, it probably was, but I didn't know.
I guess I was not
there. I don't think so.
Yeah. So if you don't mind my asking, when were you born?
1939, July the 2nd. 1939.
And did you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I had two brothers and three sisters. And go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
And I was the there was a youngest brother. My oldest brother, my younger sister, she died, but it's two. I have one sister living, two sisters dead, and one living.
Today?
Mm-hmm. And two brothers living.
Where were you in the line of them?
I was third
from the top?
Yeah. My oldest sister, my oldest sister, my brother, my sister. I was the fourth child.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fourth.
And what are their names?
My oldest sister was named Willie Mae.
Willie Mae?
Willie, W-I-L-L-I-M-A-E.
Okay.
And, James William.
James William?
Mm-hmm. And Luella. L-O-U-E-L-L-A.
Oh, that's not Luella Johan or Lyle.
L-O-U. L-O-U.
Oh, L-O-U.
E-L-L-A.
Okay.
And I come between there.
Okay.
And then
Bob
Lee. And Barbara Ann.
With an E in the end?
Uh-huh.
And?
A missing one. Who I mean, Charles, I missed him.
In between?
Yeah.
Charles?
Charles Edward.
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 Okay.
And Barbara. And that's it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's it. Aggie, is that your maiden name?
No, that's my married name. Jackson was maiden name.
Okay. And just all these technical things.
Uh-huh.
But what are your parents' names?
Carmella Jackson.
That was her married name?
Yes, that's his name.
Oh, okay.
C-A-M-I-L-L-A, I think.
C-A-M-I-L-L-A.
Kamala Jackson.
That's your father.
Uh-huh. And Laura, L-O-R-A. Lucy James.
Lucy James?
Jamie.
J-A-N-E.
J-A-N-E.
That's her maiden name.
Uh-huh. Jane Jackson. Watson. Her name was Watson.
Watson. Okay. All right. So Laura was her nickname?
No, that was her real name.
Her real name. Uh-huh. And she had two middle names?
Yeah.
Lucy Jane Watson. All right. And so she was actually from Esmond's.
Uh-huh, absolutely. Uh-huh.
And your father was from Goochland.
Yeah.
Okay. You wouldn't happen to know when they were born, would you?
My mother was born in November. November the 19th.
Oh, that's my sister's birthday.
1910.
Wow.
Now my father, I'm not sure about that.
Okay. How old were you when you moved back to Goochland?
I was about, when we moved back, I was about 6 or 7 or something like that.
You said when we moved back, you moved together with him?
No, when he moved back, yeah. I was about 6 or 7.
Do you know why he moved back?
I don't know why he moved back, no.
Did the rest of the kids go with him, or did
no, my,
they all stay with
my brother him? Went back to my oldest brother,
right,
which is James.
James,
he
right.
went back to live with him for a while, but he came back.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the rest all stayed with your mother.
Mm-hmm.
So how was your mother supporting everyone?
It's hard to do, but
yeah.
she did it. But certainly, she worked a little bit. Doing our jobs, you know, like taking and watching.
Right.
And white families in the neighborhood, and she would go and help clean their house or something like that. And then, I'm trying to think if she was on assistance or not.
A what?
On assistance.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
On assistance.
Uh-huh. On welfare.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think so. And also we had a niece that I raised, and my mother and I raised.
Huh.
And her name was Lola.
Lola?
Lola, L-O-L-A.
Right.
Lola Jackson. And we had her when she was, we kept her from age, like about 2 or 3 months old when we raised her up.
Wow.
For strong.
Who was her mother?
Willa Mae.
Okay.
And Willa Mae moved to New York. And that's where she died, but she didn't ever come back.
So you just kept on raising her?
Oh, yeah.
Where is she now?
Grown and have kids of all.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
And that's wonderful.
You know, just like a daughter to me.
Sure.
You know, just like a daughter.
Yeah. Is she around in the area?
No, she lives in Kent Store, near Kent Store.
Oh, Kent Store, yeah.
But every Christmas, she will come and we'll have stuff lunch. Don't know, like we did when my mother was with me.
Right.
I have dinner.
Yeah.
And she's just a sweetie. She's just a sweetheart. I'm ready for a husband. I'm right over there. I'm one of the guys who would come to at times.
Oh, okay. You said it's Elaine's husband?
Lorraine. I do
talk to her. Okay.
And he will come up and it, you know, and just all during the holidays, he will give me things in between, to give me things, you know, and just sweet. Because she gave me money to help me on my teeth. I haven't gotten it yet.
She gave you money
to help for my
teeth.
Okay.
To help what your teeth?
To help for my teeth.
Oh, towards your teeth, yeah.
Paying my dentist.
Yeah. That's nice.
But, it's just sweet. I mean, I have, yes, we some questions.
Yeah. You just keep going. It's fine.
I have a question.
Oh, is that okay?
Oh, you were just about to say something?
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No. You go ahead.
No, I didn't have anything to
say. Are you sure? Okay, I thought you were asking for a question. Did you ever go to work with your mother when she was doing the odd jobs or going?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. I did to go with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to have us to sit down and be, we were quiet, you know. We had to sit in a certain place and don't make any noise or anything, when she finished, she would let us go home, they would bring us back home and whatnot. But I was small, I don't remember, but I know we had to be quiet.
Mm-hmm. Not touch. Remember that?
Yeah, they don't touch anything.
Right. You said we had to go. Who else?
Maybe my other sister, me and my sister, brother, one or two, youngest one.
Why did she take you along?
Because she didn't have nobody else to keep her.
Okay.
And you know, I guess you figured the older children would. But that us get into something,
right?
Other than watch us like they do.
Your grandfather was at home.
Yeah, he stayed home, and my mother helped watch him while he was home. Yeah.
But she didn't leave the youngest children with him him to take care of.
So you went a lot.
Quite often,
yeah.
Uh-huh. And as we got older, she would send us to those one that she did for, that she did clean for. She would send us to get a butter or milk or something.
Right.
And then when we got older, we could walk and have a stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. You knew the people.
Yeah, we knew them. Mm-hmm. And then they were Miss Fanny. We called them Miss Fanny. Miss Fanny.
Miss Fanny.
Yeah.
That's family.
Uh-huh. And I think they weren't married, and they were old maids.
They weren't more than one.
Yeah, it was two of them, two of them.
Two sisters, huh? And both, what you called Miss Fanny?
No, one was named Miss Fanny. I don't know what the other one's name was. I remember Miss Fanny.
Uh-huh. You used to talk to her?
Yeah, we used to talk to her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And she gave you the butter and what else?
And milk.
Milk.
Uh-huh.
And was that the payment?
No, that was something Mama could send after without, if we needed it.
Right,
you know,
okay.
That's where we'd get our tools up.
Right.
Up there.
Okay.
And Mama, she would try to give us, she'd give us bread, but we always steal bread.
Steal bread.
Thanks a lot. Mama said, we got to eat good.
Must be stuck in those beans at school, maybe.
Yeah. Well, you said you're talking about Christmas dinners that just like your mom used to have.
We still have them. I used to have Christmas dinner at my house, and all the family would come.
Uh-huh. You used to do that.
Yeah, we still do.
Yeah? And your mom used to do it?
Yeah, she used to do it.
And how did she used to do it? How did she used to have it?
She used to cook on this was before I moved where I am now. We used to have a wood stove. And she used to cook all the cookies done. Mom used to cook It wouldn't have turkey to have a chicken. They can.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have coconut cake.
Coconut?
Coconut cake.
Yeah.
Caramel cake.
Wow.
Chocolate cake.
Mm.
Lemon pie. Lemon pie.
Wow.
And greens. And she would have the whole work. And she had a food to last for a week. And food is amazing how the food would spoil because we didn't have refrigerator. But that food would not spoil. Huh?
Yeah.
Potato salad. I don't know. Huh. But it didn't spoil.
She did this all herself?
All by herself. I would help some, but she would do the majority of it.
For how long would it take her?
She was not like a, like maybe 30, but she would be confident in that kitchen for
3 days, did you say?
No, three. She took about just five of like about a week.
Wow. Yeah. I can see that.
She would have other people to come.
She would.
And eat. You know, just serve them and have them slice of cake and invite them in.
So, beyond your family, other people?
Yeah.
Outside.
Yeah.
Like who, do you remember?
Mom. Just neighbors that dropped by or what have you. And she, the favorite thing was she used to make a light rose. You know, homemade light rose.
And she homemade made, what?
I don't know. Homemade light rolls.
Light rolls?
Uh-huh.
What are those?
No. Yes. Bread. And homemade rolls. You know, you have to rise them and whatnot. She would make that and she would give them away as a gift. Give them a dozen or a half a dozen or whatnot. Her friend or her.
Generous.
And I used to ask her, I said, I'm going to sell you bread.
Hmm.
She said, no, I don't want to do that.
Huh.
I'm giving it away.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I had to walk next door or something to her, somebody, some or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. She would call them to come and get it. And like that thing.
That was really nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was that common?
Yeah, she did it all the time.
And did people do that a lot? Just give things to each other? Or?
A lot, yeah, I think, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What kind of things would it be?
Anything. If you needed something, you just go. If you needed sugar or flour or whatnot, you just go next door. And just chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
And did you do the same thing with not just things to eat, but helping each other out with caring for the kids or stuff like that?
Yeah.
How did that work?
It worked fine because I know we helped she and her and I both, we helped with someone else's kids to bring them in and help all the in school or, you know, for the mother work or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that. So you used to take in other
sometimes,
other
community members? Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
And then other people would watch over you?
Yeah, watch my.
Yeah. Do you remember any of those families?
Oh, boy.
Huh.
Okay. One, I think the number one lady in color chain.
What?
Lillian. Coltrane. Yeah, her son. And,
Were they all gone walking, huh?
It's more, but I think. Let's see. Francis Smith.
Smith?
Mm-hmm. Evelyn Randolph.
Evelyn Randolph?
Mm-hmm.
Or Randolph?
Oh. Randolph.
Randolph.
Okay. D-O-L-P-H. That's about it. Alcohol.
What do you remember of your grandfather?
Not much. Not much about that.
Did he pass away when you were pretty young?
Yeah. And I had uncles too, and they passed away when I was young too.
Your mother's brothers?
Yeah, two brothers and that's all.
Yeah.
I was young when they passed. I know their names was Wilbert and Johnny. That's all I know.
Willard and Johnny?
Wilbert and Johnny. But I never remember them, you know, really having associated with them in that.
Right. What kind of memories do you have from your brothers and sisters growing up with them?
Oh, quite a bit.
Any stories?
Well, I know we lived in this little house. It was a little two-room house.
Two-room.
But my older sister had left home. But my brother had gone to stay with his father.
What's that?
My brother had gone to stay with his father. My sister had moved to New York. And my mother left my brother and me, and she would leave us to care for the oldest, for the youngest. You know, sometimes the mother would leave the oldest to take care of the youngest.
Right.
So I was to take care of my brother and my sister was there, but 2/3 and 1, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But she would leave me to take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
And that one day, she left me, he did something, and I took him, went outside and took a rock and hit him.
Oh, dear.
I hit him. And he hit it right between the eye, and I said, don't tell Mama now what I did. And the minute Mama come home and she asked him what happened, he told Mama, and I got
the whole thing.
Been flipping. And I just tried to, because I had a temple right then. I really had a temple. And I would, if I hit you, I hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I got out of that one after she was dead, and I didn't try that anymore. But my sister and brothers and me, and we would go have a big go down in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
We would have a playhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Then we would clean it off, real clean and sweep it off, you know.
Right.
And have a chair and have a little lug or something for a house or a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have the best old time, have old pots and pans or something.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That to cook on.
Sure.
Have neighbor children come in.
Fun.
And we would really have a time.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. And I remember my sister, before they left home, we had to have get wood, and my brother, he would throw away all the axe, you know, so he wouldn't have to pick the wood.
All the what?
Wood, axe.
Oh, okay.
Axe. And when we would have to go into woods and cut wood, enough for the last a day, for that whole day, and then for the next, until we get home that evening.
Mm-hmm.
And that was for Mama to wash with, they'd bring water for her to wash with,
right.
And all of that. So anyway, after we would get the wood, we would have an old tub. You might know what I'm talking about, a tub. We had a tub, and we would stack that tub up so high. And one would get on one handle of it, and one would get on the other handle. That's how we'd carry our wood to the house.
Oh, wow.
And stack it up.
Wow.
And stack it up till we got dark.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would have enough wood to last until we get home that evening and start all over again.
Huh.
Is that in the morning or after school?
That was after school, like we would do that. And on Saturdays, you would have more time to get to do it. And I remember after, when it was pretty, like in the evening time, we lived next door to a family, and they have this big field. Mm-hmm. So after we would do our dishes and do our thing, do our evening work, we would have a big ball game. And we would go in that field, and we couldn't wait to get out there, girls and boys, and get out there and play baseball. Baseball. And sometimes I had a horseshoe. That was still fine.
So who were the girls and boys that played?
The ages, you know, that I, my husband that I married, him and his sisters and brothers, and some up there and there, and some of them are down here now, sister-in-law, ex-sister-in-law, whatever. But, they had big families because that was 11 of them. So it was 11.
That's a whole team.
Yeah,
wow.
Team.
Yeah. The ages were 11.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Who owned this field?
The ages.
They owned the field?
Yeah, they owned
it. Oh, okay. So they had a lot of land.
Yeah, they had land.
Were they well-to-do?
Sort of, I would say so.
Yeah.
To me, they seemed like they had a lot. They had a lot. But they had cattle and all like that.
Wow.
And father and his stepfather. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, and they had, that was the alley. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Huh.
So how did you meet? How did you get to marry one of the agey boys?
Well, right next door, like, so. The cell phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How long, when did you marry?
I married about 1964. Mm-hmm. And I should have brought my book for you to read it. I wrote a book.
You did?
Yeah, that was in 1990. Not a book, it's a story.
Sure.
It's a story.
I would love to see it.
It was a story I wrote. I went to the literacy. Literacy, you know, where you can't read good.
Yeah,
I
literacy.
That program, and I wrote a story from that.
Yeah.
I wrote two stories, one short story, one long.
Wow.
And that was in 98 and 99, I think I wrote the story.
Wow.
But anyway, my marriage
Next week?
Next Thursday?
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
We'll come next Thursday.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, that'll be
great. And I, my marriage didn't hold out, but. I'll step on the bus. Never
the health center? No, I didn't mean that. Oh,
nevertheless. Nevertheless, marriage didn't hold out.
Yeah.
I had two children from the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And as of now, I have three grandchildren. Three, possibly four.
On the way.
One great grandchild on the way.
Wow.
Yeah.
My youngest son.
And you said how many grandkids you have?
Three.
Three grandkids. What are your kids' names?
Tony Edward, A.G., and George, A.G. Jr.
So your husband's name was George?
George, A.G. George.
So two boys?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And
three granddaughters.
Three granddaughters. Okay. Mm-hmm. So who's
two granddaughters? Three granddaughters.
And who do they belong to?
Two belongs to Tony.
Okay.
And one belongs to George.
So what are Tony's children's names?
Tabitha.
Tabitha?
Well, I thought you were doing walking. What were you doing?
And Courtney.
Courtney. And George's
is Shaniqua.
Shaniqua with the S?
Shaniqua.
Right.
She is a white. She's white. Tabitha White.
Tabitha is white?
She's white. And her last name is White.
Oh, okay.
Last name is White, and she is AD. What an AD. And Shaniqua
AD. Right.
Her mother never, neither one of them married. But Tabitha's mother died when she was in 94.
In 94?
Uh-huh. I also wrote a little poem about that.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Is that in that book? You write a lot.
Yeah. I don't know about that. But
yes,
I like
you
it.
Yes,
I like doing it.
Do you keep your stuff?
I keep it, yeah. Try to. I got that, and that's what happened when I made when I wrote that little poem.
Uh-huh.
My I was working at University Hospital, and they took the one or two sentences and made a picture. Made a picture of I bring that down.
Yeah.
And they made took that verse from it and made me a picture.
Oh, when you retired?
No, I hadn't retired then.
Oh.
But that was, they did that for me.
Uh-huh.
Because of, they just did it.
Appreciation.
I tried to do something.
Yeah.
With that. Thanks to Rachel.
Oh, that's so nice.
One or two verses out of it, I made the.
That is so nice.
Made a picture.
Oh. Well, if you don't mind sharing, I think it'll be really special to see that stuff.
What I was waiting for a show and tell day.
Oh, yeah?
We
well,
have a show and tell day down here. And I was
we can do a mini show and tell. We'll come for the whole we'll come for the show and tell.
But I'll bring that before then.
Mm-hmm. So you wrote a poem about Tabitha's mother.
Mm-hmm. About the day. Because not, it wasn't about her mother, but it was the day after the film.
I
the day during the film.
Right. Yeah, it would be great to read that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where did you get married?
In La Quinta Prudencia.
Okay. You were living there at the time?
Yeah, I was living down there in that community.
Mm-hmm. Who married you?
Reverend Monroe. James. I know it was Monroe.
Right, Monroe. What church was that?
He got married at someone's house.
Oh.
At his sister's home.
Okay.
Anna Nelson's home.
Was it a big wedding?
No, just a small one.
Uh-huh. Was your mother there?
Whoa!
Yes.
And the rest of them haven't
yes,
touched that. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
happy.
Yes, it's happy. it was just a little small wedding.
Right.
Okay.
But I had to do it all again. I would, but not with someone else. It would be with the same guy because I'm basically funny, but I would.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But I was going.
So what happened?
No, he was. He was real cool. And he drank a lot, and he always said to me a lot about killing and feeling real guilt. I just had to go.
Yeah. You stay in touch with him?
Yeah. By the way, he stopped by this morning.
Oh, really? Here at the center?
Uh-uh.
At your house. Oh, okay.
But sometimes you have to do what you have to do.
Sure.
And I'm not sure I did what I did.
Right.
I'm not at all.
Yeah. What was it looked upon? Well, in other words, was your mom in agreement with your decision?
Yes, in a way, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she, you know, she wasn't one to keep butting in, but for me to keep coming back, me come back, me come back.
Right.
I think it was, you know, she didn't see me hurt in that way either. And
sure.
I guess it was, you know, day when I made
it. Yeah.
Because by her saying, you do it, she knew I wouldn't do it.
Right, right. So she had to go along.
Yeah.
She had no choice.
Yeah.
That's
right.
So when did you start working at the hospital?
In 19.
She had no choice.
Yeah. That's right.
So when did you start working at the hospital?
In 1974.
Okay.
And I was there for 24 years.
Wow.
More sick than well, but I made it.
More sick than well?
Yeah.
Really?
That's true. Because, see, in 1974, I went into the hospital for a nerve breakdown. And through that, I came out. And I would have relapse.
Oh, yeah.
And they would last a week, maybe longer, and I wouldn't go to work. But so happened through all that time, I would have, I had my time to cover me for 6 weeks. And I didn't have to use my, I didn't have nothing taking out my check enough because of time.
Oh, so they kept on paying you.
I had my time
right.
to take care of that. I mean, you know, just like some places you don't have
like sick days.
Yeah, sick days or something.
Right.
But I had time to cover me. Now this time covered me.
Right.
And I didn't do paycheck.
That was lucky.
Uh-huh. That was a blessing right
there.
Yeah,
that is a So what were you doing at the hospital?
I was doing housekeeping.
Okay.
And I wind it up from the old hospital.
Is this UVA hospital?
Yeah, okay. UVA. I worked at the old hospital, and when I first went there, I was I worked from floor to floor.
Right.
I did from floor to floor. Someone was missing, I went to that spare floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned like that too. I liked doing it like that. But as time went on, I wanted something, one thing, you know, where I could do it. So what happened, I was put on the main floor. Which is the old hospital, and I did the main floor, and I did the bathrooms, and the lounges, and I had a spread of area.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked it then, because I got to meet the people.
That's right.
And I got to meet people firsthand, and I also received a certificate from one of the workers that, it was a full certificate for the nice meeting people. I can't say what it was.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was a specific statement, you know, that hey, I was good with the people. And
right, it was like an award.
Yeah, award, something like that. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I received that. And one day while I was cleaning a long hall, And when I come to the end of the hall, I notice this little necklace.
Uh-huh.
And the little necklace, I picked it up and I went and carried it up to the desk.
Right.
And I told him, I said, now, if nobody claims this, I want it. This will be mine.
Okay.
So that night, someone did claim it.
Uh-huh.
And wanted to know who had found it.
Uh-huh.
Because it was very sentimental.
Oh, okay.
So we couldn't get together.
Right.
And finally, she met me and she gave me what do you call it when someone gives you something after you find something?
Reward.
Gave me a reward of
$25
for finding her.
Wow, she was a patient?
No, she had a, she was a friend or a patient that was in there.
Uh-huh.
And that's what she said was happening.
Wow.
So I said, no matter what, at the hospital, if something would happen, they would think how Stephen did it, regardless. If something bad, how Stephen did it.
Mm.
So I told him, I said, well, my name should be put in the paper somewhere saying housekeeping is where it didn't happen.
Yeah.
If housekeeping don't take anything.
That's
it. But I enjoyed doing my work. I went to the, I worked on the seventh floor in the end. I worked on the seventh floor. And,
what floor is that?
The new hospital for kids, pediatric center. Yeah, kids. And when I, that's where I ended up at doing that. And, the teachers and things, and I had quite a bit, a lot too. I have my with everything I did on that from the work. Because, when I retired, I had to know what I did.
Right.
So I kept a list. I wrote down every list. I couldn't do it now, though. I wrote down the list of what I had to do. And I got that.
It's pretty good, $800
Oh, good,
that's
good.
Yeah.
This is a collection?
That's a lot.
Oh, I'm not telling too much, are you?
Leave it, Dolly.
No.
We'll talk to you later.
I'm trying to come to the That's okay. I get it later. Yeah. So, what was I saying?
About the list that you made.
Oh, yeah, I made a list of everything I had to do.
Uh-huh.
They didn't tell me, because when we were there, we didn't have a list of what we did. We just did it.
Right.
So I chose this topic. I just made a list of everything.
It's up here.
That, I knew what I had to do, but I couldn't do it then.
Mm.
I knew where I had to go and what I had to do then.
You so couldn't do it now, why? Because you couldn't remember?
No. And I know when I worked at the hospital, I had that was a critical area too, like the NICU, newborn intensive care, and the other sick places. I wasn't supposed to be put in those areas, but I was. And I would do it, and I would have a relapse.
Oh,
I would have relapse, and they asked me, why you do it if you know? I said, well, I don't look at it as helping myself. I said, I look at it as helping the children and whatnot. I said, at that time, I'm not thinking about myself.
Right.
I just do it, and that's what results from it. I I still couldn't help from doing it because I'm trying to help them, not because they asked me to do it, because I think it's something that I feel like I must do to help the sick.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it would give you relapses.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have relapses.
So it's the children's ICU?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what would happen when you would have a relapse?
I couldn't function. Yeah. I couldn't talk at all. First, I'm talking to you.
Wow.
I couldn't do that.
Huh.
So I would be slow at talking.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't respond.
Right.
And the doctors would send me home.
Right.
I'd be at home on the doctor's chair for about a week until I would come around and go back to work.
So you would never go to a doctor?
Well, I had been hospitalized, but if he could treat me home, they would buy me to treat it at home.
Right.
He would treat me home.
So the doctor would come to the house?
No. I would go to Region 10.
To Region 10?
Yeah. Okay. And the doctor would see me there.
Right.
Call the family and tell my son or whatnot what to do.
Yeah. How long has Region 10 been around?
Oh, ever since 1974 is all I know.
Huh.
Long time. They've been around a long time. And I've been under the care since then. And still is under care and take medication and everything. I'm on 2 pounds of medication. And I try to keep my medication.
So you wrote this out or someone wrote this out?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. You've got great handwriting.
Oh, God.
So neat.
Getting weak now.
Look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
Getting weak now.
Oh, I don't even want to show you mine.
Yeah.
And I did right weak now.
Huh. So these are all the things you did.
Uh-huh.
Wow. You remember to take it off?
Yeah, I remember because I have a little pillbox.
Oh, yeah.
I use it.
Uh-huh. Wow. If you remember.
Yeah, I have a pillbox.
What kind of things do people used to go to the doctor for back in the day? You know, when you're coming up.
Well, most of the time, if you weren't that sick and if your mother to do it for you, they would do it there, do home remedies for you. And the
so what kind of things would that be?
For anything like a broken bones or something like that.
That would be home remedies?
No, not home remedies. That's for a hot doctor. Home remedies, like a bad cough or whooping cough or something like that, a home remedy.
Do you remember what the remedies were?
For whooping cough, they give us lamp oil and sugar.
What's the first thing?
Lamp oil. Kerosene. Kerosene and sugar.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you do with it? Drink it?
Yeah, you put that on a spoon and a spoon.
Okay.
Two spoons added together.
Right.
And let us take that.
Really? Kerosene.
Mm-hmm.
Did it help?
Yeah, it did.
Wow. How did she know to do that?
I don't know. They did it. Yeah. I didn't do it. My mother did it. But I don't
know. But it worked.
It worked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what
And to, for a sore throat, she'd give you warm water and salt. Warm water and salt.
Oh, yeah. Do you ever do warm water and vinegar?
No.
That's what my mom used to do for our cough.
Really?
Yeah. But we did the salt too, gargle it. Spit it out.
Uh-huh.
Gross.
And for for clean up your system, tripping time. I think it was tripping time for that. It was tripping. Yeah, those are tripping time.
Pain center. Where is
it? Tripping time. I think it was.
Yeah.
Turpentine.
Where would she get these things?
She would have these around the house. Something she'd have around the house anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there was there a store around that she shopped at?
Yeah, it was a store not too far away of one in Kenyon.
And what kind of things would you get at the store?
Milk. We got milk from the neighbor, but we got bread and stuff like that. We make a lot of bread though. With flour and meal.
But I'm not. Oh, yeah. Which is what we can plan.